And it's time to introduce my guest today. I can't believe it's a year since he was in last. It's Colin Tracy. He's with the Climate Action Network. And we're talking about greener homes, first of all. Good afternoon to you, Colin. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, Rob. Thank you very much.
That's okay. How are you, first of all?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thank you.
Now, we heard all about your green home. And you've gone one step further, you're just telling me. You've now got a green car as well.
I've got an electric car, yeah. I'm not quite sure how green they are. Greener obviously than burning fossil fuels, but 70% of the carbon footprint of a car is in its manufacture.
That's so. The big problem with all these things, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the disposal afterwards.
And
as well.
The disposal afterwards, yeah. So it's good to keep a kind of perspective on it. I think it's one step in the right direction, but it's not the answer.
So how long have you had this motor?
We've had it since just before Christmas.
And I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked you just now. How far will it go on a charge?
On a full charge, on eco mode, it'll do 230 miles. But now, generally, it depends largely on how you drive the car. If you're heavy on the throttle, then it'll do less mileage,
That's
obviously.
It's quite respectable, really, isn't it? I mean, when the Nissan Leaf first came out, it only did about 70 miles to a charge, yeah. And I think the new ones do a lot more than that, don't they?
They do, yeah. And so some of the bigger cars, some of the Teslas, they'll do 350 miles now. So they're getting there.
And how do you find it? Would you go back to a petrol car? Would you like the electric?
I love it. Absolutely love it. There's no way I'd go back to a petrol car or a diesel car. We had a diesel before. They're so quiet. It's just so peaceful. It's all automatic. There's no changing of gears and there's no sound of changing gears. So, yeah, we both absolutely love it.
And, of course, you get terrific performance from them as well, don't you?
Yeah, in terms of acceleration and things like that, do you mean? The acceleration is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you accelerate really hard, it drains the battery a lot quicker. But, yeah, with careful driving, though, I mean, presumably it cruises along the motorway at a reasonable speed.
Yeah, it'll do 70. I won't say 80 because you're not meant to, but
you don't know who's listening, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Evening all. Now, greener homes then. Last year you opened up how many homes to the public?
We opened up about 45 last year. And the reason why I'm here today is partly to advertise that we're running the same scheme again. It's called Dorset Greener Homes, and it's a Dorset Climate Action Network project. So the reason why I'm here really is partly to advertise it, but partly to ask for to see if there's anybody else, that new hosts who are willing to open their homes. If there's anybody who's made some kind of green change, doesn't have to be a major thing, like an air source heat pump or ground source heat pump or solar panels, all of those are fine. But if you've done minor changes like building an extension that's super insulated, we'd love to hear about that.
Of course, anything you build now that comes under building regs, it's got to be sort of green compliant, isn't it?
The building regs are much, much better than they used to be. But I think, if people have got the inclination and the will to do it, they can make it even better.
Now, just remind us, because somebody might not have heard the interview we did last year, you've done fair amount of adaptations to your own home personally, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got solar panels and a battery. That's what we did first off. So, and that's one of the things to kind of emphasize, really. You don't have to do it all at the same time. So we've done it in stages. We did the solar panels and the battery in one installation. And then a few years later, we had an air source heat pump put in. And like we were saying just now, at Christmas time, we got the electric vehicle and we've had a charge point put in as well. So the charge point is fed by the solar panels and the battery, obviously, if there's any electric in the battery. And on the right tariff...
That's what I was going to ask you, because, you know, it takes a fair old whack of electricity, quite a few units, to charge up an electric car. Do you get a reduced tariff? Is there a tariff for charging cars?
There is. A lot of companies now are doing a reduced tariff overnight. So that spreads the kind of load on the grid. by people using the electricity at night rather than during the day.
Yeah, that's because the generators still have to keep going during the evening. And they used to flog it to us as off-peak, didn't they? You know, Economy 7.
It's a kind of off-peak.
Now they've got to find another way of flogging it to you. So the car, that sounds like a good scheme to me.
Yeah, so...
is it a rude question? What do you pay a unit for, you know, charging your car?
Well, we pay... the particular tariff we're on is 4 hours charging from 12:30 till 4:30, and it's 9 pence a unit.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we paying now for our domestic tariff?
28p, 30p a unit.
So that's very good.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Now, you're looking for volunteers to put their home on exhibit, and you're looking for more volunteers this year to exhibit their homes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So last year we had 45 homes open, and this year we'd like to extend that to different parts right across Dorset to get new homes, or people that have made lifestyle changes. So people who have changed their change the way they garden, to grow vegetables and things like that, to reduce carbon footprint and so on. All of that kind of thing counts. So it can be the technical stuff as well, the batteries, solar panels, heat pumps, air source heat pumps, ground source heat pumps and so on. But it could be sort of new ways you found of insulating your home. Anything like that we're interested in.
We've hit the nail on the head with one thing there, and that's gardening, because a lot of people have turfed over their garden, made it into a lawn for convenience, really. Heaven forsakes, some people have even used AstroTurf, haven't they? Is the trend going the other way now?
I'm really hoping so. I don't know about the trend. I'm not sure I'm in a position to say about the trend, but... there's more and more people doing that. So there's more and more people conscious of not mowing their grass, for example, and allowing the wildflowers to grow for the insects.
We had No Mow May, didn't we? I think that's what it was called, wasn't it?
It was called No Mow May. Yeah.
No Mow May.
So we've got part of our garden that's no mow ever.
that's good, because I mean we need to look after the insects, the bees in particular, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, have you seen any? You know, when you meet these people who have adapted their houses, anything interesting, anything unusual that you've come across over the years?
There's I'm not sure whether it's going to be open this year or not, but there's a house that has been open over the years called Chalkwall House. And it's a house where they had to do some landscaping to level the plot, and all the chalk that was dug out of it, they used to make the walls out of. So,
oh wow!
Yeah, it's an incredible place and very highly insulated. So it's a bit like a traditional cob wall, but made of packed chalk, and then rendered on the outside and so on.
So sort of invented their own building method.
Yeah,
there,
more
really.
Or less. Yeah,
incredible.
I think their son was an architect, and he did the design for it.
Oh, very interesting.
So it's very innovative.
Yeah,
there are other houses that are built out of straw bales, for example.
I've come across that because there's a centre up in Taunton, I think it is, at one of the colleges that I used to take my students to when I used to teach electricians, and they've got all these alternative energies and alternative construction methods. Have you ever been there?
I've never been there, no. I'd love to go.
Oh, well, worth going, yeah. Because they've got, you know, solid fuel boiler, your pellet boiler and all this sort of thing, special building materials, and they've got panels where you can see the straw, the compacted straw, glass panels, so you can see it actually in the building fabric.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah. Underfloor heating, which of course is very economic. And you can now retrofit underfloor heating as well, because the problem with underfloor heating was you, up until recently, you had to have it, you know, built into the building from scratch, didn't you? But that's no longer the case, is it?
I think that's right. There are either electric or water-filled underfloor heating that are very, very shallow, so that you can actually put that down and put another layer of tiles or laminate floor on top of that. And away you go. So it only raises the floor by 30 mil or so.
And of course the advantage with that is you only have to run your boiler at a lot lower temperature. So even if you are running on gas, you use a lot less fuel. So it's a win-win, isn't it?
It is a win-win, yeah.
Now tell us, when are the houses going to be open to the public?
So the houses are going to be open to the public on the weekends of the 14th and 15th and the 21st and 22nd of September. But it doesn't mean, if you're willing to open, it doesn't mean you have to be open all that time. You could be open for just a half a day if that's what suits you. You could be open two half days, or one half day one weekend, one half day another weekend. It's completely up to you.
Now, if somebody thinks, I've done this to my house, or I've done that to my house, and they want to open their house as part of this scheme, how do they get in touch with you?
Probably the best way is to email us. It's dorsetgreenerhomes@gmail.com.
Any plans? Now, you've gone pretty green now. There's not much more you can do with your property and your car now. Is there anything else you've got in mind that you could do personally?
Retire.
That's very green. No travelling to work. That's very green. Well, of course, also we'll be keeping the eye on the local council. Now, we've got a change of council in Dorset, because they've got a green scheme as well, haven't they? They've had a lot of money given them for their own properties, so presumably you guys will also be keeping an eye on what they're up to.
Well, as part of Dorset Climate Action Network, definitely we have been keeping an eye on that, and not just in a kind of checking on them, but actually working alongside them. And they've done extremely well with making their own fleet of transport much greener, for example, insulating their own buildings and so on. But that's only 2% of the whole of Dorset. So we're looking at how can the council get involved in working with us, or working with builders and so on, to work with the other 98%.
Now, a lot of people listening to this, are going to think, well, this is all very well, but this is expensive and I can't afford it. Is there any funding available for any of this?
The grants kind of come and go, so I'm not really sure what's about at the moment. And it depends on your what rating you are on with your home. And I think there is certainly the kind of lower the rating on your home, the more there is available. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So, I mean, the basic things to do is to improve your insulation, first of all, I guess, is the first step, isn't it? To reduce your full bill.
That's whether it's cavity wall insulation or whether it's loft insulation, they're really the places to start. And I think there are certainly grants around for loft insulation. I'm not sure about cavity wall insulation. But it's one of they're the two houses we've lived in. That's the first things we've done. It's done the cavity walls, and the loft. Made sure that's really, really.
And it does make a noticeable difference, doesn't it?
It makes an immediate difference.
Was done, walls and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in today. Will you remind us a little bit nearer the date when these houses are open, and maybe provide us with a list of local ones that we could read out on the air?
Yeah, be really happy to do that.
Lovely to see you today. Thank you very much for popping. I'll see you in another year.
See you another year. Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.